we're pleased to have with us today Bill Hogan, who has several titles with St. Joseph's College in the past, former athlete, former athletic director, former basketball coach, former vice president most recently, and also director of what we're going to be talking about today. And Bill, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you, Russ. It's always good to visit with you. I've been back in Seattle since about 2019. I do miss all my friends there in Jasper County.
St. Joe alumni and local community members are planning the return of the St. Joseph's College Athletic Hall of Fame and Wall of Honor. Tell us when and where this will take place and perhaps how this all got started.
It's going to be the last weekend of April. This particular one will be a luncheon on Sunday. We'll have a VIP social reception before and then at noon, Fair Oaks Farm, and it'll go noon to about 2 p.m. It had been about 5 or 6 years since we last had a Hall of Fame. I think the last one was in 2017. We kind of got together as a group and created the SJC Puma Legacy Corporation, a 501c3 in Indiana. We've had really good response from the Puma alumni.
A special Golden Puma presentation will take place at this event. Tell us about and who the former athlete is.
We have a really good board. Most of them are Pumas, but about four or five of them are members of the community who really care about the future of St. Joe. And we learned that it was the 50th anniversary of the first Hall of Fame event, and it started in 1969. We meet about every month. As you know, probably the most famous athlete we've ever had in any sport is Jimmy Thornton. He and I played basketball together on that 1974 team. Jimmy was just an outstanding person, academic All-American, three-time Indiana Collegiate Conference MVP. Now, if you remember back in those days, Russ, that was Butler, Valparaiso, Evansville, Indiana Central, DePaul, Wabash, with St. Joe in the same league. So Jimmy was the MVP and had his jersey retired. Interesting that Jimmy's actually moving back to the Rensselaer area, been there for a number of years part-time and also in Puerto Rico where he was from. The opportunity to honor him as the first Gold Puma is it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful event.
Well, at the St. Joseph's College Athletic Hall of Fame and Wall of Honor, there will be other former Pumas recognized as well.
The softball team from 2012 will be honored as the Wall of Honor team, and their coach, Frank Wilkins, will be an individual inductee into the Hall of Fame. We have Bill Gill from the men's soccer team. We have Phil Collins from the men's basketball team. Tamara Bumpers from the women's basketball team. Matt Springer from the men's golf team. Caleb Thompson from the men and women's track and field team. And then Julian Walker from the football team. So we're going to review all the candidates, and we've got lots of more nominations for the future. But you know, once a Puma, always a Puma. I just can't tell you how rewarding it is to play a small role in keeping that positive legacy going for St. Joe College.
We're speaking with Bill Hogan about the St. Joseph's College Athletic Hall of Fame and Wall of Honor. And for those people who would like to purchase a ticket, the best way to do that is to go online to SJC Puma Legacy, all one word, SJCPumaLegacy.org, and click on the Buy Tickets tab, and it'll take you right to where you need to go to do that. Bill, are you looking for suggestions from our listeners and anyone else about future events? And that is, do you welcome suggestions for future Hall of Fame inductees?
Absolutely. But although I remember way back when we had it in the old chapel basement, I think when John Weiner, my former coach, and Jim Holstein, also my former coach, they went in at that time. We're looking for more nominations. We've got a bunch of come in so far just based on some of our communications that we've sent out already. But yeah, if anybody wants to contact me, it's bill.hogan, O-N-E, @gmail.com. And my cell phone is 206-513-6550. So feel free to nominate, and we'll start from 2024 after we're done with the event in 2020, end of April. I just think it'll be a good way for to stay in contact with our alumni base and hopefully have a real positive experience for everybody.
Bill, anything else you'd like to talk about today with regard to the St. Joseph's College Athletic Hall of Fame and Wall of Honor event?
Well, right now we're about 80 people attending that have confirmed attendance, and it probably will grow because obviously some of the team members from the softball team haven't responded yet. we just hope this is an ongoing event that we can get people back involved in the St. Joe College. And you know, there's nothing quite like, Russ, as a member of a couple of these Hall of Fame things, there's nothing like being inducted to the Hall of Fame where you reconnect with your teammates and your coaches. The people from Rensselaer were so gracious. I still remember some of the folks that our players stayed in contact with their families. I don't know. I just think there was something special there between the Rensselaer community and the athletes at St. Joe College and the teams and the coaches. That the priests of the Precious Blood gave their lives to benefit young people. And I think this also helps keep that image alive. And I think there's a lot of Pumas that feel the same way, that St. Joe was and always will be a special place.
Bill Hogan, I'm talking about the St. Joseph's College Athletic Hall of Fame and Wall of Honor, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Russ, and I look forward to connecting with all my friends back there soon.